Hey guys, I just wanted to make a short episode here to let you know that I'm going to be going on break for just a little bit, mentally and just socially, emotionally. Like, you know, I'm just kind of out of it right now. And I mean, not even COVID. I mean, it's just been a lot. I've been doing full-time work for the past couple weeks now, and doing that in addition to doing the podcast along with just normal life stuff is just getting to be a little bit too much. So I'm going to be taking a little bit of a break from doing the podcast. I'm hoping that I can pick it up in the future. I really would hate to see this become another one of my projects that gets stopped right in its the prime of it. The problem is that I've kind of run out of ideas, and I need to approach this from a new direction. And so to do that, I really need to be kind of remove myself from it just enough that I can kind of remember what it's like to be without the podcast and to remember why I started in the first place, which is kind of ironic because the first episode almost 65 episodes ago, which is crazy to me. 65 episodes ago, the first episode I made was talking about beginning with the end in mind and thinking about the end. And I don't ever think I actually came up with an end date or like what qualifies the end for the podcast. And I'm not saying that this is the end of the podcast. This is just a transition point to bigger and better things. Who knows? Hopefully, anyway. So I'm just going to be taking a little bit of a mental break so that I can regain focus and just be able to live a little bit more than what I'm currently doing. And by living, I mean doing less than what I'm trying to do and just have a little bit less on my mental plate so I can focus more. We've talked about all these principles before. This isn't really anything new to you, I'm sure, but I just wanted to create something because it's been on my conscience. But I will leave you with before I go for an extended break, I will leave you with this little thing that I've been thinking about recently, and I haven't come this into a really polished idea so much as it is a simple question, which is, what is or who is your ideal self? And I'll say that again because I think I mispronounced ideal. Basically, who is the person, who are the person, how do you pronounce that? Who will be the person that you want to be? Like, right? Like, how do you, that doesn't even make sense pronunciation wise or grammar or anything. Anyway, you kind of get the idea. If you were to compare your day to day to the ideal version of you in the future, that's like, you know, a lot of people, I think it's like the millionaire self who's got all the money in the world or whatever, right? And they got life figured out. What does that person do in their every single day? Like, what does they do every single week? What are the top 10 things they do enjoy doing, and how do they make more time for those things? And this question came out, I was doing some research associated with like happiness or joy, wellness, something like that. And basically the conclusion that I came to, or the one that I found through multiple sources, that the journey for happiness or enjoyment or that sort of thing, which is like, you know, this whole like consumerism, this thing, that thing, especially with like America working so hard and all this thing, that thing, basically mainstream media says like, keep chasing happiness. And I've taken a step back. I mean, we talked about this in the last episode where I have a very different approach to this sort of idea of happiness, and I'm looking more for contentment. And so I wanted to take a step back. I was doing research on this, and I came across this one blog post that was really like, the real way, if you want to really feel like more satisfied and more content, is start to try, stop basing things off of happiness and start basing it off of how close or far away, or trying to get closer to your ideal self. Set that as your goal point. And it'll be a constantly moving goal point, because and that's the thing that a little bit still bothers me, which is why I'm saying this isn't a completely polished idea. I'm giving you this half like a diamond in the rough sort of thing. You're going to have to polish this diamond yourself to figure out whatever meaning it is for you in your own personal life. But I would say make a list of the things that you're doing right now that align with the person you want to be in the future. And then I would say, in addition to that, and here's another thing that really profoundly kind of like noticed me, is make a list of all the things that you're doing right now that are not in alignment with that ideal self in the future. And it really came to me, and I realized there was a lot of things, like I was working when I was really exhausted, and I was doing things like the ideal self would not push myself so hard in certain areas, or would not try to take on so many things and would focus on what's really important. And so just there's these different ideas. I mean, focusing on reading more, or like socializing as much as you can during a pandemic. Oh my goodness. But yeah, just there's all these little things. And I came to the conclusion that I need to take a step back and really dive into this idea further. So I'll leave this with you, this little diamond in the rough. I'll let you polish it and quote it however you want to in your own mind. But I just want to let you know, on a break, and you know, let's just see what happens, because I'm hoping that this will be a stepping stone to bigger and better things, or maybe not bigger, but just better things. And maybe that means that in the future I'll have to do Patreon to keep going with this, or maybe I'll have some other means, or maybe I'll stop doing this method, this approach, and I'll try something new. I've gotten a few different ideas where, I don't know, I'm very early in this idea of coming up with. I mean, I was halfway through putting every single one of the 65 episodes onto YouTube, which is a multiple hour long process for each episode. And so that's like 75% of the way done. I didn't publish any of them yet because of how long it takes. So I don't know, there's all these different ideas, and I should just be ending the episode now with closing on this of letting you figure out what your ideal self means to you, what that question means to you, and then also just, you know, just chilling. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast and the episode so far. It's been really awesome. It's been a fun journey, and I'm looking forward to what the future has in store. Hopefully more episodes and better content, but you know, who am I to say what is and is not better or worse? So yeah, thank you so much for listening, and as always, stay hungry for knowledge.